money, not Rinalei. Then, al dinah de bar mitzvah, you have to wait until the neighbor first shows up with the money. Yes or no? V'loi, but the guy's a phony, but the guy doesn't have money. He just says he has money, then learn not Rinalei. You don't have to wait for him. You have a right to sell to somebody else. You may lose out the other deal. You have a right to sell it.
Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Aryeh dechad, the bote dechad. There's a house on the property, and the property belongs to one person, and the house belongs to somebody else. So Mori, Aryeh, the one that owns the property, Makiv, Amori Boti. If the one that owns the house wants to sell it, he has to sell it to the one that owns the field. He has a right to buy it. He's called the Bar Mitzvah. But Mori Boti, the one that owns the house, Loi Makiv, Amori Aryeh. If the one that owns the field wants to sell it, the one that owns the house is not called a Shutif. Because the house is Aryeh, they get to the field. What about Aryeh Dechad, Vedikla Dechad? One person owns the field and one person owns a palm tree on the field. So, the one, if he's going to sell his palm tree, the one that owns the field has a right to have the shush to buy it first. But the opposite way, but the one that owns the palm tree, he has no right to stop the one that owns the field from selling it to somebody else. Now, one person wants to buy this field to build a house, and one another person wants to buy the field, Lazari. He wants to buy the field to plant on it. So, let's say either neighbor wants to buy the field to plant, and somebody else wants to buy the field to live on it, so you have a right to sell to the one that wants to live on it, Yishavodif. And therefore, the neighbors can't stop on this. Now, Afsik Mishun Yaiso or Richba de Diklo. Let's say between your field and the next one field, there's some rocks there. Mishun Yaiso, like rocky field, that you can't really plant there. Or else there are a bunch of trees there. So the question is now, if one neighbor wants to sell, is the other neighbor called a Dvar Mitzra? Since there's something blocking between the two fields. So if the locker is Chazino, we have to see. Im Yoch Olahachnis Bo, if he could plant there, Afilu Telemechot, even just one row, Ispe Mishun Dinu Dvar Mitzra. Then he's called the neighbor, he has the locha to get it first. The labor, if he can't even plant this much, then less permission dina the bar mitzvah. He's not really called the neighbor, because since there's a hefsek in between, therefore he can't stop the other one from selling it. Now, hani dalad the four neighbors. Hani dalad b'nei metrino. So if somebody wants to sell his field, and he has four neighbors around him, so which one of the neighbors could get it? So the kodim chadim enayil v'zavim zvinis vini. If one of the neighbors first bought it, he has the right to keep it. What about the kulu asa b'adiyadod? Let's say all four neighbors come together, then the locher is pol galei b'kanzel. You have to sell it like diagonally. You have to cut up this field into four parts, like make two diagonals there, and therefore each neighbor has the right to buy the portion near his field. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamakabel saw the mechaber l'shana muetas. If you accept to work on a field for only a few years, so lo yezrei no pishin. Not allowed to plant there flax. V'yein by b'kara shikma."
A long time till it really does any good. The yain loy b'kara shikma. On this tree shikma, you have the right to use the branches of it. Of course, if you take off a branch now, it takes a long time till it grows back, and you're only using it for a few years, you have the right to take it. Kibla menel azayim shonim. Let's say you accept to work on the field for 7 years, then shonar rishon yiz ran a piston. The first year you have a right to plant flaxes. Because by 7 years, it'll be okay. And the yeshta b'kara shikma. In this big tree shikma, you have a right to take off a branch. Because by 7 years from now, the wood, the branches will grow back again. Omer Abaye said, the kara shikma eloi. In the branches of this tree, you don't have. But b'shva shikma yeshmai. If the tree grows better, that you get a portion of it. Even in the fact it grows better, you don't get from it. If you accept the field, the gears, manalot, has come to time to leave now, shamanloi, we value the field. My love doesn't mean to say shamanloi b'shvach shikma, that you even have a right to take a portion, and how much more this tree grew, in the shvach, and the more value of the tree. Loi, that's not what it means. Shamanloi yiroki v'suka. It means you get a valuation, you take part of the vegetables, and the beets. Freddy Gemara, yaka v'suka, neka v'dishko. What do you mean just a valuation? Let them uproot it and take it home. And the Gemara v'leimata yerma d'shuka. Talking about didn't come yet the market time to sell it. So it's not worth it to pick it off now. You won't be able to sell it. And you have to leave the field now. Therefore, you have to value how much those vegetables are worth, and you get your share in those vegetables.
It's okay, Toshima, come in here. Hamakabel saw the mechaber. If you accept to work on a field of your friends, the gear shvius, and then it comes shmita the seventh year, shom loy. Like mashma, you have to stop, and you get your share. We value how much the field is worth. So Gemara asks why? Shvius mikom avko arya. Just because it became shvius, is that enough to throw you out of the land? Like why? All right, turn over. So Gemara says no. Eleima, but rather say like this. If you accept to work in a field from your friend, the Yagiya Yovel, and then the 50th year Yovel, or 49th year, comes about. Yovel comes about. So, Shomim Loi. So, then you have to stop the deal, and you have to value how much is there. So, I ask why the Kati Yovel Mimafko, Kablonis. If you're Makabal the field, is the Yovel throw you out? Let's Misos Omarachmona. But the side of Yovel is if you sell a field, you can't sell it forever, so it comes back to you by Yovel. But if you're just renting your field, let somebody work on your field, what's it going to do with Shemitah, with the Yovel? L.A. Merad learn like this, the Pshat like this. If you buy a field from your friend, and it comes the time of Yovel, you bought it, so now you have to return it by Yovel, Shamim Loi. We have to value how much is here to see how much you receive of it. You know, see how much profit you put into the field, how much you receive. The chitin maybe here also, you know what it means to say, shomin loy. Maybe it does not mean to say you get the profit of the tree that grew better, but rather, oh, maybe only it means again, shomin loy biyaka v'sukkah, just in the vegetables and the beets. So again, for the Gemara, sukkah biyaka biyoyvel, it's on Shemitah, is there a problem? How much is the vegetables worth? The Huraf Keru, we know like on Shemitah, the vegetables are Hefka, whoever wants to come will come and take it. El Olav, what does it mean to say you get the value of the field? El Olav, Shvach Shikma, means to say how much the tree grows better. So you see, there is a Shvach. The fact the tree grew better, and because you were there, you were working on it, you deserve to get a share in that profit. So Mar says no, Tirgumo Abaya Libra the Rabo, Shani Yosim is different. The Yomakor, the Posek says, V'yotza Mimchor Bayis. That means what by Yovel it goes back out that was sold. So memcha choizer, shvach ein choizer. Here's a special gzeras akosiv that what comes back to you on Yovel, only what you sold. The house that you sold comes back to you. But any shvach that the person put into the field, that does not go back to the owner, that the person has a right to keep. That's why here by Yovel, the person that worked there or bought it has a right to keep the shvach of the trees. That's the Tosek V'yotze Mimcha Bayis means Mecher Choyzer Shvach Ein Choyzer. For the more of it still V'nigmor Minei, let's turn out from here that always Shvach stays by the person that worked on it. So Moses says no, Hosam Zvini Me'al Yehu. Over there the pshat is you bought the field 100%. So therefore whatever comes out of it, any Shvach, any gain, really should belong to you. The Yovel, that when it comes Yovel is lucky, you have to give a return. Avkosa Demalki. That's like Avkosa Demalki, like Hashem takes it away. So therefore what does Hashem take away? Just the good for the field and not the Shvach. The Shvach of the trees you have a right to keep. But it's only over here by case of Yovel, Mashenke, when you're just working on the field and then it comes out the time to give it up, maybe there you do not get any Shvach of the Shikma. So we have no proof. All right, we'll stop here. Yerotza Daf Kuf Tes Samad Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, Rav Popo Kibol Arya Lias Pasta. Rav Popo accepted, like took a field from somebody, to plant the aspasta. That was his kavana. He like rented a field in order to plant these big leaves, these big growths of an aspasta. What happened was Kotcho Bo Toli. So by itself it grew up some trees there in this land that he like rented. Now he called Mistalik when the Papa was about to leave, and as he finished working on the field, Amalu. So the Papa said to the owner there, Hovuli Shvacho, give me in the profit. In other words, these trees that grew up, I deserve some profit and I took care of them. I'm leaving it over for you. So give me some profit in these trees that grew up. Oh, my lay Rav Shisha bread Ravidi, the Rav Papa, so Rav Shisha bread Ravidi, said Rav Papa, Elamayativ, so if your svar is right, Dikla violam, if you like rented a field to work on, and there was a palm tree there, and at the end of the year the palm tree became a little bit thicker. Hey, Dikla violam, the palm tree became thicker. Is Hokinam here also, the boy Imash of Chayu? That the worker here, when he leaves, he has the right to ask for the shvach, for the gain, that the fact that the deco tree became thicker. Of course not. So Amalei, Rav Papa said back, no. Hosom lava baiti dochinochis. When you go down to a field that has these big palm trees on it, your kavon is not to take the tree itself, the shvach, the gain, what the tree becomes bigger. There your intention is to take the fruit, to take the dates that grow. But I know me over here, I went down Amanaslai to plant these big aspasta, and whatever grows up, if the trees grows up, they also have das to take it. Samar says, Kaman, who's this for? Like Abaya, like Abaya. The Yama that he says, Bishvach Shikma, Yeshla, like we had the Mishnah before, that he holds like in the Gemara about the Mishnah, that when you have the Shikma tree, that becomes a little bit improved, so you have a right to receive some of the improvement. Samar says, no, and really that was a Machlaikas before. Samar says here, no. Afilo Taim Mekarova, even if you want to say, here we go like Ravom, that you do not take in the Shvach of the Shikma, Hosom, less Leib Seder. Over there you have no loss. The fact the shikma became thicker, that you have no loss from it. So therefore you have no right to it, it belongs to the owner, the worker does not get anything in the improvement of it. But I'll tell you, Hawker over here, Ikab Seder, here you lost out. Why did you lose out? Because if the trees wouldn't have grown up there, you could have used that place to plant more aspasta. So therefore it's called you lost out from the fact there are trees there, therefore you have a right to collect the shvach in the trees. Omalei, but the owner of the chur has a right to say back to her papa, like, my psarticha, what did I lose you out? Yoda, the aspasta, just on the place where you could have planted the aspasta. Rashi says, mokamad kolomayazarei aspasta, in the place where the tree is. Instead of that, you would have planted aspasta. So I'll tell you true, shoku yoda the aspasta, let you take money, how much, like this much ground, would have produced of aspasta. And but not more bezil, but not in the profit of the tree. Omalei, your papa said back to me, Shinoh, no kurkuma rishko ravoi. If it was up to me, I would have planted something very good. Rashi says, I would have planted karkum there. That's very expensive. That's what I could have planted there. Like saffron, I could have planted there. So Amalei, the owner answered back, if so, Golas Adaitcha, you've shown me that what's in your mind, the Lemishkal Viesta Luke of Arto, that you're only planting things with Yavdat to pick up root them and take it with you. Like this kurkuma, you don't plan to let stay there a long time. You have das to let it plant, and then you'll uproot and take it with you. If so, you see, you don't have das to plant the field, to leave the things in the field, but just to take it with you. If so, the owner has a right to say, Shekel kurkuma rishka, take this thing that you wanted to plant now, vizil and go with it. So what do you have like that? Ein lecho ela demei etzem avad, you only receive the money of the wood. That's all you receive, nothing more. But like not the improvement in the field itself, because she didn't have plans of leaving in the field, just uprooting it, so just take the value of the wood. Now the Gemara says, Rabbevoi Barabaya, Kibalaria, he accepted to work on the field, Fiahadalei Mishanaisa Mishanaisa. So as she says, that means, Hegbiya Sotiv Gebulin, Kane Shainhar, and around the borders, like made like a boundary around, like a little fence there, around the borders. And a little like a little mountain there, and Kotzchol Beis Ardesa started to on these mountains, like it started to grow trees there, started to grow there. It's called Mistalik when the owner said, "Okay, like your lease is up." Omalus, he said to the owner, "Havli Shavchoi, give me like part of the profit from these trees that grew up while I was there." Omara Papi Mishum di Asisa Mimoloi, because you're coming from Mimoloi, Rashi says it means from the base Eli. Is Amrisi Mili Muliaisa, do you say just things like this? Rashi Dvorim Gavnunim, like little different colors. Afilo Rapopo Loyoma Eladis Leib said, even Rapopo only said that the worker has a right to claim for the Shvach, because he lost out, because otherwise he could have planted his aspasta there. But Hoko might say this to her. But here that you made hills around the border of the land, there you don't plant anyway. So what grew on there, the trees that grew there, you have no loss from that. Therefore you have no right to receive in that shvach. Another one says, Rabbi Yosef, Hevelei Hu Shosla. Rabbi Yosef had a gardener that took care for the prophet working for him. Shochiv, then the gardener died. And what happened was, V'shofek Hamisha Chas Noso. He left over the gardener five like son-in-laws. His Rama, so the owner said like this, Rabbi Yosef said like this, Adu Idna, until now, Chad, I only have like one worker, and the worker did a good job. Hashta Chamisha, now I'm going to have five workers. Adu Idna, until now, Lehevei Samchei Hadodi, they did not rely one on another. Lemifsuduli, and they didn't do any damage to me. But Hashta now, Chamisha, now that there's five there, Samcha Hadodi, one's going to rely on the other one. Omifsuduli, and I'm going to have a loss from it. So Amalu, So Rabbi Yosef told these five son-in-laws, listen, Ishak Lisu Shivchaihu, if you're going to accept to take the Shvach, I'll pay you the Shvach, the improvement in the land. O Mistak Lisu, and you'll leave. Mutav, good. The Eloi, if you're not going to agree, Mistalikna Lechu B'lei Shavcha, I'll get rid of you, I'll fire you, without even giving you any of the improvement. Why? The Omer of Yehuda, V'tayim Rav Puna, V'tayim Rav Nachman, Hai Shosla, this gardener, the Shachiv that died, Yarshim delay, Mistalklam Lehu B'lei Shavcha. If the Yarshim, the sons of this gardener, want to take over their father's job and wants to work there, so the owner has the right to be mistalked and to tell them, no, I don't want you to work for me, even without paying them the improvement of the property. So here also, I don't have to pay it to you. See, if I tell you, if you leave on your own, I'll give it to you. If not, not. The Gemara says, Balav, Milsi, it's not true. They don't accept it. Balav, Milsi. Now the Gemara says, who Shostel, there was a gardener, the Yom Elohu. He said to the owner like this, Im if Sadina, if I do any hefsid, if I do any damage in your fields, Misalkino, then like I accept that you should fire me. What happened was opposite. What happened was Enechnami, the guy did something bad. Somewhere of Yuda, Mistalik Bele Shvacha. If so, the owner has a right to fire him without paying him back for the Shvach, for the improvement. Rav Khan, Omer Rav Khan said, Mistalik, you have a right to fire him, but for Shokel Shvacha, but the worker, the gardener, has a right to receive the improvement. This is what Rav Yudah said. Almighty Rav Khan agrees though. This is what Rav Khan said. Now, Almighty Rav Khan agrees. The Omar, if the worker says, Ipasidno, Mistalakno, Bloy Shvacha, that if I do any damage to Ishno, I'll stop and I won't take any Shvach, and Echlami, then Mistalik Bloy Shvacha, then the owner has the right to fire him and does not have to pay him any improvement. Rav says no. Asmachti, that what the worker said is just some words. Nasmachta, it's not really a Kenyan. And therefore, the Asmachta Lekanya, the fact that he just said something means nothing, he has a right to retract. For the Gemara, the Rav, according to Rav, Maishna, why is this different? We heard it now, that we learned. Im Oiver, Fuloyeved, Eshalam B'meitova, that if a worker that accepted to work on the field tells the owner, you should know, in case I leave the field waste, and I do not work on it, I'll pay you what should have grown, and you have to pay. So you see, it's not called an asmachta. So the Gemara says, Hosom, my diavsid mishalim. There the pshat is, what type of a loss I did for you, the fact that I didn't plant, I'll pay you back. Hosom, my diavsid man chininle. In other words, true, even though the gardener caused you some loss, so that loss that I caused you will deduct from my pay. But the Chura, I still caused a lot of improvement to the field, therefore here he still has the right to receive in the improvement. Just the damage that he did, true, that will deduct the damage from his pay. But Al Koponim, he has the right to receive the rest of the Shvach.